Human beings need a lot of things to feel alive.
Family.
Love.
Sex.
But we only need one thing.
To actually be alive.
We need a beating heart.
When our heart is threatened,
we respond in one of two ways.
We either run,
or
we attack.
There's a scientific term for this.
Fight.
Or flight.
It's instinct. We can't control it.
Or can we?
Izzy. It's barely beating.
We need to call code.
I can't feel a pulse.
Izzy, we need to call code.
No, I have a plan.
He's crashing. I need to call
the... No, if we call a code, they will rush him to surgery and replace his LVAD. And then he will stabilize. He needs to get worse if he's going to get this heart.
Izzy, this is crazy.
He has to get this heart. He will die waiting for another chance. You know he will.
We have to call a code.
No! You press that code button, I will hurt you. Not a lot, because we're friends, but enough so that things will break. And you lie on the floor out of my way. You have a decision to make. You can stay here and help me with this, or you can go. What's it gonna be, George?
Chief, how bad is it? It looks bad. I'm here. I can help. If there's anything surgical, I can help.
Why don't you go run Trauma 2, Dr. Yang?
I get to run Trauma 2 all by myself?
Yes, but find me if you need help and get consults.
I'm on it.
How bad is
it? GSW to the right shoulder. He's lost a lot of blood.
All right, get him to Trauma 1 and keep the blinds closed. Yang's on the floor.
Self-inflicted GSW to the head. Pulse is threading.
This guy's a shooter?
Yep, emptied his clip and shot himself.
Blew off half his head. Okay. Push one of Epi and get him on the monitor.
You're running this?
Damn right I am.
Well, I'm fine. You need to lay down. You've lost a lot of blood.
I'm fine. Let go. I'm fine. I have a patient that to go check.
No. You are the patient. Lay down.
Dr. Bailey, when did you get here?
Paycheck.
Take over compressions.
You're shot?
You see me? Get back
here. He's shot?
Okay.
Yang, we got it. It's okay.
That guy shot you.
Move.
He's a lost cause.
Move.
He's circling the drain.
You don't get to kill yourself. You do not get off that easily. Push high dose Epi.
Dr. Yang.
What? I want to be able to tell his family that I did everything I could to save his pathetic, miserable life. Give him 3 of Epi. Now.
We should be hearing from Dr. Burke any minute.
That's what you said half an hour ago. Well, whether or not we hear from him, we hit that hour mark, I'm going in to get my heart.
Okay, no exit wound.
Entry, upper right shoulder. Could be lodging the spine.
Ooh.
Okay, let's roll him over.
Easy.
Okay, flush the arm. Hey.
Easy.
Dr. Burke? The bullet is in dangerous property here, okay? We need to check the hand function.
I want you to try and squeeze my fingers, okay?
They moved my guy upstairs. How is he?
I need you to wait outside.
I'm not going
to
wait outside.
Can we have a moment?
Only a moment. I don't want to waste any time.
I'm Christina.
No, you don't have to say anything. I know you're sorry. I know you didn't mean to kick me off the transplant, and I'm not mad. I mean, I was, but I'm not anymore, so don't worry about it. Don't even think about it, okay? I mean, all that matters is that you get better and you get through this. And I'm here for you. Whatever you need. Anything.
I need you to... to check on Danny Duquette.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That was my best supportive girlfriend.
And you kind of ruined it with medicine.
Okay. Addison, thank you for meeting us.
You want to tell me what's so important? I'm keeping it secret from my chief of surgery.
I was chaperoning a prom for my niece. We had a little bit of a situation.
Camille Travis, 17, lost consciousness during sexual intercourse.
Oh, keep it down.
It's okay, Aunt Adele. I'm fine.
When your Uncle Richard finds out you were cashing in your V-card, none of us will be fine.
Camille. Oh, Mrs. Weber.
Oh, my God. Is she okay?
Oh, she has to be all right. That was her first time, right?
You're not going to tell my parents, right? I mean, I even used the condom and everything.
George's page said it was an emergency.
You paged Meredith?
We need help.
What the hell is going on?
What the hell is going on?
Exactly what I said.
She cut his LVAD wires.
What do you mean you cut his LVAD wires?
Are you trying to kill him? I'm trying to save him. All I have to do is confirm that his condition is worse. And then Burke can call Unos, and he'll move up on the list, and he will get his heart.
She's gone insane, right? It's not just me?
About Burke.
Everything will be fine!
See?
When Burke gets here, everything will be fine. He will know what to do.
About Burke.
What?
He's been shot. Burke's not coming.
Christine, are you okay?
I'm fine.
Burke's not coming.
Why don't I take the internship in San Diego? None of this would be happening if I was in San Diego.
Burke's not coming.
No, Izzy. Burke is not coming. I know you're having problems here, what with your possible murder charges and your unbelievably stupid idea about stealing a heart, but Burke's kind of busy right now.
Then he's gonna die. Then he's gonna die. I killed him.
You shouldn't have done it!
George!
We have to tell someone.
No, Denny won't get the heart and Izzy will get kicked out of the program.
I'm leaving.
What?
Christina!
No, Burke could die too. Complications arise all the time because of gunshot wounds. You think about that.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God, you know what? None of this would have happened if you were thinking with your head.
I did what I thought.
Did you think about the rules? Did you think for one second?
Shut up! No one is leaving. And no one is dying.
Thank you. It's kind of getting on my nerves, all this dying talk.
Denny.
It's okay. I think maybe we should all listen to Meredith. It looks like she might have a plan.
You have a plan?
Just give me a minute.
You girls should go back to the prom.
Are you going to call Camille's parents?
Not until I have to. You know her mom. She gets a little hysterical.
Try and disappear.
What?
Disappear. Go. Get disappear.
Richard. Richard.
Adele. Were you here to see Preston?
Preston? No. What happened to Preston?
Preston was shot.
Preston was shot?
Yeah. Camille. What happened to Camille?
Richard.
Oh, why didn't you call me?
She's 17, sweetheart. She'll be 18 in a few months. Most girls lose it a day before.
You think I want to hear that? You think I want to picture my baby niece losing it?
Richard, take deep breaths.
The bleeding stopped, but her pelvic exam does concern me. I'd like to do an ultrasound.
3 years ago, Camille was diagnosed with ovarian cancer. They only removed one ovary to try and preserve fertility. But her checkups have been clean since then.
Okay. Well, let's not worry until we have to.
You! You wait right there. I want to talk to you. I said wait. Stop! I said stop!
Take deep breaths! Richard!
Oh, that's a stupid plan.
Well, if Burke isn't coming, then we have to confirm Denny's condition ourselves. We get the blood work. We do the echo, and no one even has to know what Izzy did.
But none of us have done an echo on our own before.
Christina has. Burke taught her.
I'm not involved. What if this were Burke? What if you were me?
This is bad. This is bad and serious and against a lot of rules.
It's not fun for me. I don't want to play.
What if you were me?
Well, I wouldn't have fallen in love with a patient.
You fell in love with an attendant.
What's good in there? What's the point?
The point is we can't help who we fall in love with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hand's cold.
My hands are always cold.
Your hand is cold, Preston.
I have cold hands.
bullet could be lodged in the brachial plexus. It's dangerous.
Yeah, it's very dangerous.
Well,
that's all we've got.
Let's go.
He's been shot. Dude.
We're going to have to run these tests ourselves.
Munoz gave us an hour. In a couple of minutes, our time is up. I'm telling you, this chick is hardcore. She's not going
to
wait.
Okay, well, you just have to stall her.
I'm not getting involved with this. Look, I don't care if that drawling, bedridden whiner ever gets hard.
Alex, do this for Izzy.
I'm not guaranteeing anything.
So, was it totally romantic?
Yeah, before the pain and the paramedics and everything.
Okay, so, you know that feeling when you look into someone's eyes and you're totally comfortable and you aren't self-conscious and everything just is like perfect?
Camille, have you had any symptoms? Any abdominal pain? Nausea? Anything?
No, she's been fine.
You haven't been fine, have you?
Oh, not for like a month or so.
You've been feeling sick for a month?
I wanted to go to prom. I didn't want to be the girl with cancer again.
You're not. She's not, right?
I was just trying to remember the night I lost my virginity. And I can't. I remember who it was with, and I remember I was 18, but I can't remember any of the details.
I can remember all of the details. Kind of wish I couldn't.
That bad?
No, just not good. Good came later. And then really good came.
That little girl in there is just getting started. She hasn't even seen what good is yet. Please, Addison, tell me she's gonna have a chance to see what the good stuff is. Oh,
I'm so sorry, Adele.
How's his heart looking?
His left ventricle's shot and he's barely pushing blood out.
I'm sorry. I know that you're worried about Burke.
You know, whatever, it's fine.
Christina, can't you just try to understand? I love him.
You don't even know him.
I do know him.
No. You've never even seen him outside the four walls of this hospital. You don't know him.
I know him. And maybe I don't live with him or work with him like you do with Burke. But I do know him. And there's possibility here. And given the choice of running or staying,
you should run. A sane person, a person who values her career and everything she's worked for, a person who values her own heart, for God's sake, that person would run.
The same person would marry me.
What? What did you say? What did he say? He said marry me? He said marry me, right?
He did.
Danny, wake up. Danny.
What's happening?
I'm pumping harder, I don't know.
He's flatline.
No, he's not flatline. There's movement in his heart. Okay, let's shock him. Charge the defibrillator. Ventilator!
I am.
charge you to 200. You got it?
Yeah.
Clear!
Is Dr. Berg alive?
Yes.
Shame. He'd have probably have made a good donor. Okay, people, let's get our organs and get out of here.
Okay, that heart is not yours yet. Seattle Grace is still waiting for test results.
Well, I'm not. 10 blade.
Can't do that.
I just did.
Girl.
I called Jillian.
And I called Tessa.
And then they called Simon and Bianca and Deborah.
Girls.
It's her prom, Dr. Weber. She can't miss her whole prom, so we, like, brought it to her.
Kids. Listen up. Look, I know you wanted to see Camille. Why don't you come back tomorrow, during the day, in smaller groups?
Look, I'm sorry, girls. I can't have a bunch of teenagers running in the hallways. People are sick. People are dying.
Fine. Yeah, we know.
How you doing?
I'm missing my fourth and fifth fingers.
And there's a pseudo aneurysm in the subclavian artery. You know the drill. Wait a few days. Maybe the aneurysm won't grow.
Even if it stays the size, it's too much damage.
We'll just go in there. We'll fix it. Relieve the compression on the nerves.
But the operation could cause damage to the nerves.
Yes.
And I could lose function of the entire arm.
Yes.
You can do this? You're good enough to do this.
I think so.
But you're not sure. So, what do I do?
It's not like you'd ask those kind of questions.
It's not like you're not to have the answers.
How dare you send those kids away?
Adele, please. You're emotional.
I just told my sister her baby's cancer back. You're damn right I'm emotional. If you don't want to bend your precious rules for Camille Fine, don't do it for her. Do it for me. Do it for your wife who never asks you for anything, who says nothing about your long hours, who looks the other way while you have an affair with another woman, who sobered you up when that woman left you, who stayed with you when everyone said I would be better off alone. I'm not asking you. I'm telling you. You're going to make this up to Camille. You're going to prioritize the needs of your family above those of your other patients. Or you're going to find a new place to sleep.
Derek.
Not now, Addison.
Derek.
Not now.
Never a good place to hide in this hospital.
I'm trying to get perspective. Everything feels enormous, like it's all. I can't get perspective.
My niece's cancer's come back. She's 17 years old and she's gonna die. Plus, 25 years ago, I had a secret affair with Ellis Gray. And today I find out that my wife knew the entire time. There was no secret. And she stayed with me.
I respect him, you know? Dr. Burkhart. I respect him. He is decent. He's honorable. He's an arrogant ass who just hogs the OR and he thinks he's God, but... he's decent. He's honorable. I respect him. He's one of the foremost cardiothoracic surgeons in the country, and I've got to just... it's his hand. I cannot get perspective. I can't do this. I can't be responsible for him.
Preston's an honorable and decent man, but Derek saw you. You are honorable and decent. And you're too honorable and decent to run. You don't know how much I wish this was bourbon.
I am the yellow person you.
Anything I can get for you, Dr. Burke?
No, I'm fine.
Yeah, there must be something.
Oh, it would be nice to have some ice chips. Oh, a touch of morphine if I'm allowed. And, Christina.
Come on right up. Where is Christina? Where are all of the suck-ups?
Excuse me?
My interns. My ass-kissing, surgery-hungry, competitive suck-ups. Where are they? Why aren't they here fetching you ice chips and morphine? Why aren't they here sucking up? You know something.
I'm a patient.
Preston Xavier Burke. What have you done with my suck-ups?
What do we do? What do we do?
I'm starting dopamine and dobutamine drips. We can use those together, right? What about Milrone?
I don't know.
You know, none of us know. Just start the dobutamine
and
dopamine.
What about the serotype? That might help.
My chest is running away.
All right, 217.
He's an SVT.
No, it is. Stop pumping. Stop.
No, there's no change.
We need that medicine.
What medicine?
I'll know it when I see it.
I think the one that stops the heart. Here, hold the mask.
No, the whole point is to keep my heart beating.
No. It only stops your heart for 6 seconds.
Meredith, it's adenosine.
His heart is speeding up, guys. You guys, we have to do something. He cannot take this for much longer.
What about shocking
him? I don't... found it.
Christina, yeah. Come over here.
Okay.
Lift up his arm. The nurses always lift the arm when they push adenosine. He gets it to the heart faster.
Okay, you're gonna feel, No, it's okay. It just feels...
I'm gonna die.
You're not gonna die, I promise. It's just the med. Okay, we're heading back to the flatline. Are you sure we use the right
charge? The book said it was the right one.
I use the one I know.
He's not gonna die, right? Right?
You fools better have a good explanation for this. Step away from the patient.
Step away from the patient.
I can't. I have to pump his heart.
Olivia. Take over for Dr. Stevens. Izzy, you're done here. I need you to leave the room. Izzy.
No, do not touch me!
Olivia, stay with Dr. Stevens. Help her if she'll let you. You three, outside. Now! Where was rational thought? Where was cognitive thinking? What was first do no harm? The morals, the ethics, where was sanity when you three decided to help that girl?
We didn't...
No, speaking.
Nobody speaks. I do not want to have to testify against any of you in a court of law. Not one word. She cut his L-fan wire. Look, I said no speaking.
I didn't say anything.
I said no moving. Christina, Burke is asking for you. Go. I'm assuming you ran labs. I'm asking a question. Answer me.
You said no speaking.
I know what I said.
Yes.
O'Malley, get me the lab results. Do not pass. Go. Do not talk to another living soul. Get the labs. Get back here. Gray, come with me.
How are you? You look good. Are those your films? Oh, Burke.
The shepherd doesn't know if he can fix my head. Maybe I'll wait it out. See if this numbness subsides.
Yeah.
Or I can let Shepard operate.
Yeah.
I could lose all hand function. What if I could never operate again?
Yeah.
Christina?
Yeah.
Stop saying yeah.
Okay.
I need. You said you were here. For me.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
Christina. I need you to tell me what you think I should do.
Be back. Okay? I told her that I wouldn't be long. Okay.
Christina.
I'm gonna think about it. I'm gonna think about it. Okay.
How you feeling, Denny?
Really, really good. Like an athlete or a superhero or some other kind of really healthy person.
You're funny. You're a funny guy.
No speaking.
I cut my own L-tide wires, you know. I went rogue. All by myself.
Shush. You're weak enough as it is. Please don't waste energy on lying.
Dr. Bailey?
I did indeed say no speaking.
I don't care. He's gonna get the heart, right? You're gonna sign the charts and talk to the transplant coordinator.
In the labs.
See? See, his BUN and creatinine are increasing. He clearly has pulmonary edema. He deserves to move up to 1A status on the transplant list. UNOS will give him the heart. You just need to call.
Isabel Stevens, I take my medical advice from doctors. You are a visitor.
What?
As of now, you are a visitor in this hospital. You will not be a doctor in this hospital again until I decide you are. Olivia, take over the heart pump.
He gets the heart, though, right? Sir,
I need to ask you a hypothetical question.
Can we do this another time?
If someone on the staff deliberately unhooked a transplant candidate from his LVAD in an attempt to worsen his condition and get him moved up the donor list, hypothetically, sir.
I think you need to tell me exactly what's going on here, Doctor.
Believe me, sir, you want this to stay a hypothetical because I'm thinking if something like that did happen, you'd be duty-bound to report it and the hospital would be in danger of losing its accreditation as a transplant site.
So hypothetically...
Hypothetically, if the patient got worse, would it be unethical for him to receive the heart, even though medically his worsened condition now puts him at the top of the donor list? Hypothetically.
How bad is he?
In the few hours it would take a new LVAD to be delivered, he would be dead.
Our responsibility is to the patient. If medically he's at the top of the list... then he should get the heart. Hypothetically.
Thank you, sir.
But practically, whoever removed a patient from the LVAD, I expect to be given names, and there will be severe, severe consequences.
Yes, sir.
Hold on. Dr. Hahn. Dr. Hahn.
Can't stop now, Karev. I only have a few hours to get this heart into my guy.
Dr. Hahn.
Eunice gave the heart to Seattle Grace.
The transplant coordinator already called and stopped your guy from being prepped.
Oh, come on. He has kids. They're 4 and 5. Do you know how long he's been waiting for this? He's a good person. He deserves a heart.
I'm sorry.
I'll bet you are.
No, I am. Believe me. Listen. We have a chopper waiting on the roof.
And?
You could take up fishing.
I don't fish.
Fishing's a lot more fun than surgery.
I have 80% hand function now.
80%'s not enough. Not for you.
Fishing, huh?
You don't fish.
Please try not to kill me.
I'll do my best.
Okay.
Excessively dilated.
It wouldn't have lasted him another hour with this heart.
No, he wouldn't have.
Gotta track that a little bit, right there. Okay, I am now removing the aneurysm. from the nerve cluster.
NAPs are dropping.
Arterial pressure's down 50%.
Did you cut the nerve root?
I don't see any discontinuity of the nerves. Let's do a reflex test on his hand, Chief.
Okay. Nothing.
Damn it. Let's try it again.
Mm-mm.
This doesn't make sense. I'd know if I severed a nerve.
Derek, is the arm paralyzed?
I have to do a wake-up test.
Derek.
There's only one person who can help me figure out whether or not I've damaged the relay or not, and that's Burke.
He's been through a lot of trauma today.
I'm trying to prevent the trauma he's going to feel if I have to tell him he's paralyzed.
Bailey's treating us like we're children. We're not children. We shouldn't have to sit out here like we're in a timeout or something.
It is a timeout. What we did is way in need of a timeout.
You realize we could get kicked out of the program for this? Not we. I did this. You're probably right. Maybe I should run. I'd rather be running towards somebody than running away.
Yeah, Chef's asking for you.
For Burke surgery?
Yes, hurry up.
I can't. I'm in a timeout.
Timeout's over. Right now. Yang, we need you.
He said marry me, right? He did? That really happened?
It really happened.
It really did.
Screw this. I'm checking on Dennis.
Okay. How we doing?
He's just at the edge of consciousness. Very light. He should be up soon.
Okay. Yeah. You're up.
What? I'm sorry, what do you need me to do?
When he comes to, he's going to be disoriented. And he's probably going to fight the intubation. We can't numb the arm, because we need him to move his finger, so he's going to be in a lot of pain. So we need you to keep him focused, okay?
Okay, yeah.
Okay, let's wake him up.
Bart.
Thank you for calling me about Izzy.
Hey, I didn't do you any favors.
It meant something that you called. It meant something to me.
You didn't mean anything.
Right. Okay. Sorry.
Stop saying that you're sorry!
You want to know something? I knew you didn't feel that way about me. Even during when we were in bed, I knew, and I still let it happen. Because, I figured that one night with you was better than never. So, you just stop saying that you're sorry because you didn't know any better. But I did. And I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Meredith.
Burke, it's Christina. I'm sorry. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up. Burke. Baby, wake up. Do it for me. Open your eyes.
Hey!
Get ready. Hold him down. Calm him down.
Get in there.
Hold him down. Speed up. It's beautiful work, Dr.
Hahn. Hard part is still to come. All right, let's start taking him off bypass. See if this heart will beat on its own.
Nothing.
All right, come on, Denny. Beat for me.
Christina! Pull his arm. Preston, look at me. Right here. Listen, calm down. Listen, there was a complication. We can fix it. We need you to move your fingers on your right side. Can you do that? Come on, you can do this. Look at me. On your right hand, okay? I know. It's just you and me. We can do this, okay? Come on. Focus. Now you got to move your fingers on your right hand. Can you do that? Come on, Preston. You can do it. Move your fingers. Come on.
No response. Charge 20.
Clear.
And that's how we raise the dead in Erica Land.
Good job, Denny.
Options.
I could do a hysterectomy, nephrectomy, pick out the remaining ovaries, and we could try chemo, maybe radiation, but the cancer spread to her liver, her lungs, her bowel. I mean, even if we were aggressive.
No.
I hate this. I never get used to telling someone their kid's gonna drop dead before she turns 18. I'm sorry. I'm not usually this insensitive, Richard. It's just been one of those days. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I'm gonna go. I mean, do you want to go?
Oh no, you go. They'd rather hear from the treating physician. I got work to get back to. Deal with this Denny Duquette situation.
Cut the LVAD wire.
Actually, I cut the LVAD wire.
No, I didn't. I'm the one who cut the wire.
Fine, I cut the LVAD wire.
I didn't do anything. I'm totally innocent.
Alex.
I wasn't even here. He knows I wasn't here. You think he doesn't know that? The guy's not mentally challenged.
Yeah, you know, we made an agreement.
I didn't even.
What about the point? You were right there.
Oh, hey,
I was here.
I know who did this, so you might as well come clean. I know.
With all due respect, sir, if you knew, you wouldn't be asking us.
I did.
You have your suspicions, but you don't actually know.
Oh, for sure.
And you can't do anything to any of us without proof, sir.
But one of you compromised a patient's life. One of you stole an organ. One of you jeopardized the integrity of this hospital and of UNOS. Now you tell me, and you tell me right now. Right, fine. No surgeries.
Sir?
You heard what I said, no surgeries. No one scrubs in, no one watches from the gallery, no one so much as goes near the OR floor. Until someone confesses, the five of you will share a single patient, Camille Travis. Whatever she wants, the five of you will provide it. Whatever she wants. Now get that hell out of my sight.
Well, he didn't say we were fired.
I might as well have. No surgeries?
That wasn't bad. We got off easy.
Yeah, for now. You think this is over?
I could really use a good coma right now. A nice, long coma.
You know, there's only been three careers I have ever wanted. Ruler of my own planet, Wonder Woman, or surgeon. And I don't see any invisible planes or extra countries lying around.
I will go back and tell him. I will tell him it was me.
And get kicked out of the program? You will keep your mouth shut. We all will keep our mouths shut.
This is crap. I'm turning her in.
Alex.
What? You were the one who said we had to stand by Izzy. But now I get stuck catering some VIP chick patient? I don't think so.
Alex, I am sorry. And I really do appreciate what you did for Denny.
Oh, shut up. Look, the only reason I lied to Burke is because I wanted in on that transplant surgery. I don't care about Denny, and I hope you get thrown out on your ass.
But hey, we stick together. You know, we all did this. Nobody's a victim. We stick together. Damn it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
We can handle this. Camille Travis is a kid with cancer, so we give her whatever she wants for a couple of days. How hard can that be?
Harder than you might think. This is Claire and Natalie, Camille Travis's friends.
Her very best friends in the whole wide world.
Girls, who exactly is Camille Travis?
Like the chief of surgery's niece.
And girls, what does the chief of surgery's niece want exactly?
Like a prom.
No, like the best prom ever.
We need a theme.
Theme.
Oh, can we have sparkly lights? The sparkly lights are amazing.
I didn't like teenage girls when I was a teenage girl.
I wore a lot of black.
Oh.
Had the whole angry pink hair thing going on. Wouldn't have been caught dead at a prom.
Oh, my mother made me go. My date barfed on my dress and then tried to feel me up.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot to be said for being an adult.
Yeah.
You haven't mentioned Burke.
No.
Well, have you checked on him?
No.
Okay, I can try harder to make you open up and share and deal with the Burke thing, or I could be neurotic and selfish and talk about me and my problems, which would be more supportive right now.
Selfish and neurotic, please.
Finn says Doc's in pain, and Derek and I have to talk about whether we should put him to sleep or not, which is... Finn thinks there's something going on between me and Derek, which there is not. There so clearly is not. Addison having that whole meltdown? I mean, dogs get sick and we're expected to put them to sleep. People get sick, we don't put them down. We don't just give up on people. There's nothing going on between me and Derek.
There is a lot to be said for being an adult.
Yeah.
Is Bailey around?
No, she was in here earlier. Said she'd be back in a couple hours. The coast is clear.
God, you look amazing. They always tell you that transplant patients rebound fast, but, you know, see it in person.
I have warm hands. Never had warm hands because of my circulation. Feel. Warm hands. And check it out. I have a regular heartbeat.
Yes, you do. I should, I gotta go. I would stay, but Bailey catches me here. The chief has us doing this prom thing. It's so, but yeah, I'm really happy for you. You look, woohoo, Denny. Okay, I'm gonna go.
What?
Huh?
You like your men sick and feeble? You don't dig healthy guys?
I dig you.
Then why are you all swirly and twitchy?
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you're swirly and twitchy. It's because I asked you to marry me.
So you remember that?
It's not the kind of thing I'd forget.
Yeah. Look, Denny, I'm giving you an out.
Excuse me?
Well, I'm giving you an out. I mean, you thought you were dying, and I was saving your life, and, you know, everything was so... So, I won't hold it against you or be hurt and offended if you want to take your proposal back. I'm giving you an out.
I don't want an out.
You should take me out. We can't get married. I mean, that would be crazy, insane. We should date and have sex. Plenty of sex. You know, when your heart gets better and you're out of the hospital, all the sex you can handle. But marriage is, marriage. Okay. I mean...
It's my turn now.
But I need...
No.
We're taking turns. I've decided, and it's polite, and it keeps me from yelling. When it's your turn again, you can talk. For 5 years, I've had to live by the choices of my doctors. The guys that cut me open decided my life there wasn't one choice that was mine. And now, I have this heart that beats and works. I get to be like everybody else. I get to make my own decisions, have my own life, do whatever the damn hell I choose. Now, here's the good part. So you listen close. What I choose is you. You're who I want to wake up with and go to bed with and do everything in between with. I get a choice now. I get to choose. I choose you, Izzy Stevens. Okay. It's your turn again.
They're not talking.
Wagons have been circled.
I need answers. Somebody's got to take responsibility.
I can tell you what I think happened, what I assume happened, but they're the only ones that know it.
I want to meet with each of them separately. I will break them.
You have your dress for the prom?
Excuse me?
I'm going to the prom. If I have to go, everybody has to go.
I'm a grown woman.
Everybody goes to the prom. Everybody.
So,
Central High. 2 years ago, they went with all black, and they had, like, purple lights.
Yeah, I remember that. And everybody looked like ghouls.
Fine. We could go with all white, because I was reading L Girl, and they were saying...
Are you having a seizure? Will that get me out of here? Fine. Let's go with seizure. Because seizure beats the hell out of a 45-minute conversation about what color balloons we're going to buy. For the love of God, you people need to get a life.
Chief's niece.
It's okay. The hot ones are always mean. It's like a rule or something.
Doesn't he remind you of Nate Sims?
Totally. He's totally Nate. You're Nate.
Oh, I'm not Nate. Don't engage.
Nate broke up with Camille the first time she had cancer.
That's the other thing about the hot ones. They're usually cowards.
Don't you dare try to judge us. We're trying to make our friend who just happens to be dying of cancer happy. The color does matter. Maybe not to you, but it does matter.
Not to bother you, but...
What? All right, one of you better spit out the problem right now.
The problem is the colors and the balloons and the under the sea. No, it's Titanic. Hey, let's go with Tears in Heaven. No, that's too morbid. It should be pink.
It should be red.
It should be a freaking rainbow.
What he's saying is that we're very, very hopeful that you speak teenage girl.
Silver and white. It's mystical and magical without being over the top. Ever see Fashion Week in New York? Lots of silver and white runways and backdrops. That's because no matter what color the clothes are, they pop.
They pop?
They pop.
Sounds good.
O'Malley and Kareb get 500 balloons in silver and white and 100 in black. Shiny black, not the matte. Yang, stick with Camille. Keep her happy. Keep her spirits up. Make sure she has her shoes, dress, and makeup on standby. Greg, get with Patricia. Make sure we can rope off the second floor nurse's station and the waiting area. And get some catering menus. Got it? Oh, no. You don't get to look at me like that. No, you compromised my medical license. You nearly killed a patient, lied to the chief of surgery, and made me, your resident, look bad. I'm going to do this prom, and we're doing it right. Move.
There's an emergency appendectomy happening in OR1 right now, as we speak.
Again, I'm sorry.
Stop saying you're sorry when you're not. You make me sick.
Nice.
Hey.
Hey. Yeah.
Hey. You never called.
What?
Last night, we had plans. You went off with Izzy and you never called. You said you would.
A lot of stuff went down last night.
Yeah, I know. I heard. Everybody heard. So, what exactly happened?
I can't talk about it.
Oh, come on. I'm not going to tell, George. It's me.
Look, it's Vegas. What happened in that room stayed in that room.
Okay. Yeah, I get it.
Hey. Do you want to go to prom with me?
No, George, no. I don't want to go to prom with you.
What was that about?
She said she loved me.
Oh. Oh.
Oh. Hey.
I've been calling your cell all night.
It's a long story, which essentially ends with me inviting you to a prom.
An actual prom of corsages and tuxedos.
Yeah, I know. It's stupid, but...
No, I'm in. I love prom. I mean, I don't want to brag or anything, but I was crowned king.
Really? You were that kid in high school.
What is wrong with being that kid?
Nothing. It's very cute, actually.
Hello?
Hi. What are you doing here?
Doc had some seizures last night. Pretty serious. The cancer spread to his brain. I'm sorry.
Hey.
Hey.
How's Preston?
He's recovering nicely.
Addison.
All right.
I mean, we've come so far. He forgave me for Mark, and we're trying.
We're trying.
And, you know, I was jealous when there was no need to be. I no longer
see the rings of rain. Addison. Will you go to the prom with me? If just to know it's true, love me over. It's just a surface wound. Don't pay to fight it. Can't change the color blue. All I wanted was to impress you. Ways
I no longer see the rings of
me. I went to college on a wrestling scholarship. I played baseball, some basketball, but, you know, we'll go with football.
What the hell does football have to do with who cut the LVAD wires?
Let's say you were drafted to a team that wasn't your first pick. You know, you don't like the players. You hate the way they play the game. You even think the quarterback is full of crap. Now, the quarterback's a pain in the ass that you don't know a damn thing to. But it's your team. You don't quit. You don't talk to the press. You don't bitch to the coach. You just go out there every Sunday, and you make the blocks, and you take the hits, and you play to win. You show up, and you suit up, and you play. Because it's your freaking team.
I know your type. You're a surgical junkie.
Yes, sir?
I'm just saying, it's not going to be easy for you to be away from the OR that long.
No, sir.
And if you want to get back to the OR, you're going to tell me what I need to know, aren't you?
You're right. It's not easy for me to be away from the OR. It's not easy for me to sit in front of you or any other authority figure, for that matter, and not be able to give you the exact answer you want to hear. I'm the one with the answers. I've always been the one with the answers. But right now, sir, I don't have any.
Dr. Yang.
How do you keep your edge, sir? Because I watch you, and you've been doing this a long time, and you're clean. You're focused, you are the job, and nothing gets to you. And the thing is, sir, I was like that until I got here. Until I actually started doing this job, and now everything is fuzzy.
That's beside the point.
Well, see, sir, this is the point, because I can't tell you what happened in that room. I can't tell you. And before, I could have. No guilt, no loyalties, no problem. Before I wouldn't have even been in that room. I wouldn't have gotten involved. I would have never frozen in surgery. And I would have told him what I thought he should do. I had an edge, sir. I had an edge, and I've lost it. And I need it. I need it back. So, if you could just tell me how you keep yours and how not to be affected. I know I could be a great surgeon, so if you could just give me the answers, I would really appreciate it.
You're excused, Dr. Yang.
But...
You're excused.
I'll tell you who cut the LVAD wire, sir.
No,
if you could just please...
I don't want to know. Not from you. Yeah, I have the answers, but I can't tell them to you. I'm not going to be responsible for you becoming less human.
I'm a pretty girl.
What?
I'm not being arrogant. It's just kind of a fact. For a long time, I made a career for my look, so I get it. I'm a pretty girl. And not in a from a certain angle way, in an obvious way. It's the blonde thing and the big boobs thing. Big boobs are key to obvious pretty, if you know what I'm saying.
Dr. Stevens.
That's how men see me. I'm not a smart girl or an interesting girl. I'm a pretty girl. The blonde and the boobs, it confuses guys into thinking that I'm someone else. And I'm used to it. I'm used to them walking away when they realize... But then Denny goes and asks me to marry him.
Is that why you cut the wires?
He doesn't make me feel like I'm a pretty girl. He makes me feel like me. I think he might know me. And so if I did cut the LVAD wire, and I'm not saying that I did, but if I did, then no. I don't feel guilty. And I know that I should, and... I would if it were anybody else. But I can't feel anything but happy.
gonna say anything or... I'm not gonna break. I'm starting to get a little freaked out, but I'm not gonna break. It's not because I don't care. Because I do care what you think about me. I do. Care. I just can't tell you what you want to hear. Which seems to be a theme in my life right now. Just because you can't say something doesn't mean you don't want to. You can want to very much. You can be with a person and be happy with them and not love them. And you can love someone and not want to be with them. You don't need to love someone to want them. Oh, it's frustrating. You know, when your brain tells you what you want and what you actually want don't match up. It's exhausting. And, oh, it's complicated. But that's life. And life? Sucks.
I've known you for a long time. I know your mother and father. And I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you did not cut those LVAD wires. Meredith, I need you to tell me who did it.
I've been going over this and over this in my mind, trying to piece this together. It was you. You were the reason my parents broke up. And it wasn't just an affair. She really loved you. It wasn't just this cheap thing where she didn't tell you she was married. It wasn't all a lie. She left her husband for you. But you stayed with your wife because it was the right thing to do. Maybe safe, but she was the right person for you to be with. Let's face it, my mother... Nothing wrong with being safe, being with a good guy, because he's good, and we are talking about forever here. You've never regretted your decision. You've never looked back. Right? Finn says we need to make a decision about Doc.
Good for Finn.
Can we just do this?
Fine.
I think we may have to put him to sleep.
Whatever.
Can we just do this one thing together without arguing? What if there's a chance he can get better?
He's not going to get better. You know that.
Well, Finn thinks we should do it today, then. So I guess I'll go over there, be there.
What time?
Are you coming?
Is my dog?
Denny.
What did I tell you? Visiting hours aren't for another hour. You're no longer his doctor. You want to see Denny, you come back when the visitors come.
I would, but I can't wait.
Ixnay on the insubordination, eh?
But it's my turn.
Come on, if the chief finds out you were even on this floor...
Hold on. It's her turn.
Yes. My answer is yes.
Oh, see, you're going to make my heart stop beating, and it's brand new.
I will call security on you.
Okay, I will come back during visiting hours. And it's prom, so I'll show you my dress.
Okay.
I'm going.
Izzy. You did good. I tricked her into marrying me. How smart am I?
We're throwing a prom. She's making us throw a prom.
O'Malley mentioned.
George came to see you?
He's my friend.
Oh.
I won't bear a grudge.
What did you...
I have to take care of me. I don't expect you to take care of me, but I have to take care of me. If this
You can't stay here for this. I won't bear a grudge.
Are you going to tell Shepard about...
Not yet. I'm home. Not yet.
Okay, there's a couple forms you need to sign. I only need one signature.
It's fine. Here, I'll sign. So, how do we do this?
Well, I'll give Doc an injection of Terazol to make him sleepy. And then I'll give him an IV injection of phenobarbital.
And that'll stop his heart?
Yes.
And what do we do after with his body?
We can... We have the means to dispose of it for you.
That's fine. Go ahead.
We can't throw him away like he's garbage.
We would never...
He's our dog, Derek.
There's that clearing by the trailer.
Overlooking the water.
We can bury him there.
Sounds nice.
You ready?
Yeah. I'm so sorry, Doc.
I'm sorry, too.
It's the hospital. I gotta go.
Okay. Okay. I'll begin. He's gone. Meredith.
I have to go home and change. See you later, okay?
Meredith. I'm sorry. For your loss.
Yeah. You know, the thing is, he wasn't really my dog for that long. Derek's dog.
Meredith. He was a good dog.
He was.
Get out of this.
Why?
Well, with Burke upstairs. What happened to him? I'm sure the chief would have let you out.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hey.
You seen Meredith?
I don't think she's here yet.
Back very traumatic memories of being a band geek with braces, lisps, spending the whole evening with Skippy Gold and talking about Star Wars.
I hated Star Wars.
Hey, gosh, this is terrible for Scott.
So, you want to dance?
Loved it.
What did you say to my boyfriend to make him that scared of you?
I'm a frightening man, Tammy.
No, you're not.
Where Brian's concerned, yes, I am.
Be kind to him. He loves me. I've been loved. Well, that's something everyone should have once in their life. I've been loved. I have that. Thank you for the prom, Uncle Richard.
You're welcome.
Hey, I was looking for you. Where are you going?
I'm wearing a dress. I have on heels. I shaved my legs. I'm going to the prom.
You said that you didn't want to go.
No, I said I didn't want to go with you.
Callie!
I said I love you. I said it. I said it out loud to your face. And ever since, I've never said that to a guy before. Never. And now I am just this idiot who says I love you and then gets avoided.
No, I'm not avoiding you. I promise.
You gonna say it back?
No.
Humiliated. No. George, let me go.
Stop fighting me. If I say it back right now, you know I'm just saying it because you said it to me. When I say I love you, I want to mean it because... You just have to give me some time to mean it.
I hate that I'm so into you.
A lot hotter than my last prom date.
Is that a compliment?
Maybe.
It feels like a compliment.
Well, then it is.
Well, keep it up. You might get lucky.
Well, now, how lucky are we talking? Are we talking kind of lucky, or are we talking really seriously lucky?
You have been a very patient man, and I appreciate it.
Liz, Liz was my wife. And when she died, you do this thing, you know, where you stop making plans. Because you had plans, but then there was a car crash and your plans disappeared. So you just... I just try and get from sunup till sundown. That's as far into the future as I can handle. And I've been fine with that, I have. But right now, looking at you... Damn, I have all kinds of plans. Don't freak out.
I'm not.
You're not?
No. You have plans.
I have plans.
And you call me a whore. And our dog died. And now you're looking at me. Stop looking at me.
I'm not looking at you. I am not looking at you.
You are looking at me. And you watch me. And Finn has plans. And I like Finn. He's perfect for me. And I'm really trying here to be happy. And I can't breathe. I can't breathe with you looking at me like that. So just stop.
Do you think I want to look at you? That I wouldn't rather be looking at my wife. I'm married. I have responsibilities. She doesn't drive me crazy. She doesn't make it impossible for me to feel normal. She doesn't make me sick to my stomach thinking about my veterinarian touching her with his hands. Oh, man, I would give anything not to be looking at you.
Thank you. So do you. Hot day?
Nah, this thing is cheesy. I wouldn't waste a decent check on this. You heading in?
Yeah, just gonna see Denny first.
Oh, okay.
What does this mean?
I had panties on. Black. Do you see them?
Meredith, what does this mean?
Help me look for them and fix your tie.
Meredith, what does this mean?
Oh, the nurse told me to come find you. You have to come now. It's Izzy. Wait. Okay, go.
Chief.
Did my internship here. My residency. Came back here the minute my fellowship was done. The day they told me I would be chief, I was standing right there in that OR when I got the news. Spent my whole career in this hospital. My whole life.
Sir. Denny Duquette died at 7:42 this evening.
Damn it.
What happened?
I didn't know what to do. I didn't think you guys would want me to go to the chief, but...
Where is she?
She's in there with him.
Is
think it was a stroke. He was prone to blood clots. A clot could have formed on his sutures, traveled to his brain. It only takes a second.
Yes.
Dr. Hahn did a beautiful job on the surgery. But I don't know why I didn't think of blood clots. He died all alone. He was alone.
There's nothing you could have done.
I changed my dress 3 times. I wanted to look nice. I would have been here sooner. But I couldn't figure out which dress to wear.
Izzy? We shouldn't be in here.
Is there are things that they need... They need to move him.
Take him to the morgue.
You can't stay here. I know you want to.
Can you please? Please. Just get out. I want to be alone with Denny.
Izzy, that's not Denny.
Shut up.
Iz. It's not Denny. The minute his heart stopped beating, he stopped being Denny. Now I know you love him. But he also loved you. And a guy that loves you like that, he doesn't want you to do this to yourself. Because it's not Denny. Not anymore.
An hour ago, he was proposing.
Izzy.
wise in that.
Just lay here, would you lie with me and just forget the world?